I'm talking now with Talitha Horkey, a senior at Westbrook Walnut Grove School. Hello.
Hi.
So have you been going to the Westbrook Walnut Grove district your whole life?
Yes, I have, ever since preschool.
Are you nervous about leaving?
Not really. It's more like of an excited, anxious feeling.
What are your current plans for when you're finished with high school in a few weeks?
I will be attending M State in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota for the radiology program.
Radiology. What did you want to do when you were first or second grade? What did you want to be when you grew up at that point?
I wanted to be an astronaut and live in space.
How did you get interested in that?
I have always had a passion for space, like stars and constellations and planets have always interested me. They still do to this day, but I figured that radiology is probably a little more realistic for me to go into.
How did you get interested in radiology specifically?
I have lots of experience with broken arms, legs from sports and stuff like that. So that's what kind of interested me, what they do, how they do it.
When you say a lot of experience, are you talking about yourself or friends or
Yep,
what?
Myself. Yeah, I am very prone to breaking my limbs.
And so when they're doing an MRI on you, you're just fascinated and watching every step, right?
Yeah, I had my first CT scan this year, and I was just sitting there, and I was so excited to have it done, even though it's not really something that most people would be excited to go do. But I'm I've never experienced this. This would be so much cool. It's so cool to see what they do.
What sort of classes come easier to you, the math or science classes or, say, art and English?
I would have to say science is my easiest classes and my favorite classes to take. Math is more of my weak point, I would say.
Do you take that as just more of a challenge? You just have to apply yourself harder?
Yep. That is the one that I have to focus more in, try harder in, and try and improve upon myself because you use math in everyday stuff, so I try and get the most amount of help I can on it.
Has there been anybody who's been an influence, been helpful in pointing you in this direction, relatives or someone at school?
Not anyone in particular. My sister is currently a laboratory technician, so she's inputted me on what it's like to work in the medical field a little bit.
What would you see as your ideal, your dream job 20 years from now? What would you like to be doing?
My dream job would be working with oncology patients, administering radiation. Oncology is really interesting to me as well. It's so unknown, and we're still learning about it each and every day, which is exciting to me because the job wouldn't be the same every day. Each day, it's a different patient, it's a different circumstance, and it's a different outcome.
So how would you explain to someone like me who wasn't entirely sure what the word oncology means?
Oncology is cancer.
Okay. And is this, again, something that you have some real experience with? Maybe relatives who have gone through it?
My grandma had breast cancer, but otherwise that's the only relative that has had cancer in my family.
What sort of school activities have you been involved in?
I have been involved in volleyball, basketball, and many different things in FFA, the trap shoot team in FFA, the officer team, and the floriculture team.
Now, those are all teams, and so do you like working as part of a team?
Yes, I do.
Can you see ways in which the experiences you're getting working with the team now will come in handy with radiology and oncology?
Definitely, yep. In medical field, you're always working with other people. If it's doctors, nurses, lab techs, you're constantly working with different varieties of people, so it's nice to have this background in working in different teams with different types of people to learn that not everybody is the same. They all have a different way of communication, and you just have to adjust to it.
As someone who's got actual experience being a patient, do you see the patient as being part of the team, and what's the patient's responsibility?
Yes, definitely. The patient is part of the team. They're not as sure what's going on. They want to know what's going on as much as we would like to help them get better.
Say you're at your high school 10-year reunion, and you're seeing students you haven't seen in a while, and the memories are just flooding back. What do you think are going to be some of the strongest memories of your high school years?
I would have to say the memories I've made through FFA, along with our senior class trip to Washington and New York. We did a lot of bonding there because only 13 of us went, so we were really close with one another. We got to know people that we normally wouldn't hang out with, which just kind of, that's really what bonded our class together even more. And I think those are the memories that we're going to bring back, along with our little elementary memories of our fun Kirky moments.
This might seem like an odd question, but you're doing FFA, and that's an interest for you. Are you picking up things in FFA that might transfer into the field you want to go into?
Yes. In FFA, I've had to learn responsibility of studying on my own time, leadership, because I've been coaching the floral culture team for 3 years now, time management skills, which is always important for any aspect in life. And with FFA, you learn so many life skills, meeting other people, competing with other people, and just it's just a really great experience. And I think a lot of kids should do it because it's not just about competing in a CDE. It's about growing as an individual and learning who you are and what you want to do.
Going to a smaller school your whole life like this, do you feel that's an advantage or a disadvantage compared to some of these schools in the Twin Cities where they have 500 in their graduating class?
I feel like it's an advantage. The teachers are more one-on-one with you. They're more willing to help each student out, I feel, instead of having 500 students that they're trying to help out. I feel like there's more opportunity with our sports that everybody gets a chance to play because there's not a lot of people out. So you always have the opportunity that you can play any sport that you could possibly want to play that they offer here. You can do any kind of activity after school, because they just want people to be involved. So I think that's a huge part of going to a smaller school is you have the opportunity to be involved in whatever you want, whenever you want.
And I've been talking with Talitha Horkey, a senior at Westbrook Walnut Grove School. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.